USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate continuing to work through the weekend on a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. The bipartisan measure cleared a procedural hurdle yesterday, with 18 Republican senators joining Democrats to advance the bill. South Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer is a fan of the bill, which will provide funding for roads, bridges, broadband, internet, and other public works projects.
Fact of the matter is the American public, including the vast majority of Republicans, are very supportive of this. Everybody from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Business Roundtable to my local convenience stores and labor unions support this bill. We need roads and bridges. We're falling behind our competitors, particularly China, with regard to transportation infrastructure. It is what moves goods and services around the world.
Protests against COVID lockdowns continuing in France for the fourth consecutive weekend. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
A Chicago police officer is dead and another is hospitalized in critical condition following a shooting on the city's south side. It happened as the officers were conducting a traffic stop Saturday night. A 29-year-old female officer was shot to death and a male officer rushed to a University of Chicago medical center in critical condition. Two suspects were arrested, with one of them also suffering from gunshot wounds. The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan is issuing a dire warning to Americans.
The American Embassy in Kabul is urging Americans in Afghanistan to leave the country as soon as possible. The embassy issued the security alert on Saturday, telling U.S. citizens still in the country to leave on commercial flights if they can, because help from the embassy may be extremely limited. The warning comes a day after Taliban fighters captured a provincial capital in the south of the country in their latest offensive on Afghan cities. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A tent facility in southern Texas is housing illegal immigrants and continuing to grow as more and more are testing positive for COVID-19 there. The tent facility in McAllen, Texas, serves as a drop-off point for illegals who have been released by Customs and Border Protection. It's run by Catholic Charities, and once the illegal immigrants test negative, they are free to leave. Once free to leave, the illegals often end up trespassing on people's property. Allison Anderson recently moved to Del Rio, Texas, with her family. She says that she's constantly concerned for the safety of her three daughters amid the worsening border crisis.
All we've seen here is an increase, and what I can say, in all the years that I've had personal experience in dealing with illegal aliens, we've never dealt with a single family unit. Three nights ago, there was a group at our next-door neighbor's house circling the vehicles and tapping on their daughter's bedroom window. There's no females out here, there's no children out here, and there are absolutely no family units out in this way. It's all mostly single males that are traveling in groups. It's unacceptable. No one here should be afraid of, you know, having their kids play in their yard or riding their bikes down the street. And none of my neighbors should be fearful of going out to water their plants in the morning or the evening and being able to sleep at night.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.